Claire, sum up the Gold Coast experience.
Oh, wow. Sunny was the first thing. coming back to Scotland, that is the first thing that pops to my mind. But, you know, for Scotland, it really just, for us, solidified the progression that we've made as a country on the world stage. We've seen the improvement in our results, both at Netball Europe and then at the World Youth Champs last year, our qualification for the World Cups in January, and then coming to Com Games, actually going toe-to-toe with the likes of Malawi, who are sixth in the world, putting out some strong performances, albeit, you know, not the best start against New Zealand, but then taking them to within 14 goals over the next three quarters, really putting out some great performances and showing that Scotland, whilst we're on a journey and there's a long way to go, is going in the right direction. And we're competitive and we play with heart, we play with passion, we put on great performances, we're exciting to watch. And I think, you know, anyone that was back home listening to all of the commentators would have heard from them as well about how Scotland has really demonstrated one of the biggest improvements. So for me, I said I'm proud a lot. That was a bit of a running joke in Australia about how many times I said I was proud of the athletes and the team and of Scotland and the team behind the team. But I really am. It was a fantastic event to sit and be a part of. There was a lot of heartbreak. We all felt for Beth when she missed that last goal. Someone who'd been shooting in the high 90s percentage. In that moment, we all felt for her. We knew that it wasn't anything to do with her skill or ability. It was just 18 years old and all that pressure. And she'll learn from that and she'll be even better and stronger. So there were ups and downs and it was a close one against Barbados, but we got the win in the end. So, you know, it was a roller coaster, but on the whole, we put out great performances and I'm exceptionally proud of what Scotland went out and did.
My next question included the word proud, so... I suppose, how would you reflect on that ninth then? Well deserved.
Honestly, ninth in the world is what we got in Glasgow 2014. Yeah. And it was credible performances, but we are still disappointed to have finished ninth. And it's difficult to try and tell the story to people who don't understand netball or world netball of actually what the performances were behind that finish. The group that we were in was incredible. When have you ever seen a group like that, that have had so many teams really going for the top couple of spots? World netball is changing. It's far more competitive. The gaps are closing. I feel like the top 12 is now more indicative of what the top 12 should look like. And so, yeah, I'm proud of the performances. We had an incredibly tough group and we knew that from the outset. And, ninth is something we're proud of because of how we secured it. But we will certainly be looking to improve on that at future events.
From coming back, how much have you noticed the fact that people are interested more in the work you're doing at Scottish Netball? And has it made them sit up more, get involved and...
Yeah, absolutely. I think Netball Scotland has definitely been on the map in terms of what we've been doing as an organisation for the last couple of years. We have certainly shown that we are a progressive, innovative and developing sport. We've got fast growth and we're making a huge impact off the court, not just in terms of developing our own sport of netball, but using netball as that platform to, drive down that gender gap, get the disengaged and the inactive active and engaged and really champion the women in sports agenda. So I think people were looking at Netball Scotland anyway, but it certainly helps when you qualify for the World Cup, when you have a franchise in the Super League, when you put out noteworthy performances against some of the best teams in the world. You know, these things are all really helping us in terms of our performance. And I think we definitely won a lot of hearts with our performances, but we've also earned real respect from world netball in terms of where we're positioning ourselves and where we intend to go. And if we continue on this growth trajectory, then we've got a very bright future ahead of us. For us, it's about maintaining the momentum, being consistent, developing that depth, learning from these experiences. You know, we had the joint youngest team in there. We had a 17-year-old with us, an 18-year-old. These guys are all taking to court regularly. So there's a lot of learnings that will come from this, but those learnings, I hope and I believe, will only make us stronger and more serious contenders on the world stage.
And the knock-on effect from that as well is increased crowd for the Sirens game. And
Yeah, I mean, we're attracting great crowds anyway. We always attract amongst the highest crowds in the league, but we are still developing and growing our audience here in Scotland. You know, whilst we've got huge participation numbers and we're a fast-growing sport, actually being able to watch top-flight netball regularly and to see, you know, strong performances in our sport, that really hasn't been accessible or available. So, you know, we're still educating there, but absolutely these things help to make people interested in who you are and what you're doing. And, you know, I think netball was the absolute winner at the Comm Games. When you look at some of those performances, England winning the gold, you know, it was so exciting. Everyone's talking about it. So for the sport of netball, it's great. And here in Scotland, absolutely, everyone's talking about it. And, you know, just tweeting today off the back of Sue Gordian's Facebook video about actually how we have to evidence the appetite for our sport. I mean, I've been talking about this for a long time and I couldn't agree more. It's all well and good, you know, saying that was a great performance from our athletes or talking about netball during the games. What we need to do is make sure that when these multi-sport events or world competitions are over, is that we then translate that into action. And that action is through coming to the games, watching it live on TV, because the more we build our audiences, the more we grow the appetite for what we're doing, then the more we can increase the investment into our sport, which allows us to do more, grow more, you know, deliver more to more people. So great, everyone's talking about it, but for me, let's see bums on seats, let's see people tuning into Sky, more participation, more volunteering. There's so many opportunities, and that is what helps our sport grow.
And off the back of the Commonwealth Games, where can people who are interested in getting back into the game find out more? Maybe on the Netball Scotland website?
Absolutely. Wherever you are in the UK, just head to one of the home nations websites. Here in Netball Scotland, we've got a brand new website. Check it out. We are offering a lot of recreational programs. So for those that either want to try it and never have, you don't need to be a netballer. We do have bounce back sessions. We've got Instanet, which we've launched for young boys and girls at secondary school. And you don't really need to know the rules, but you can rock up and play music. We've got walking netball, which is really going from strength to strength. And of course, we have fantastic clubs, and we have them from the Highlands and Islands right down to the borders. You know, we're in 30 of our 32 local authorities. So whilst there is still lots more that I would like to be doing as a chief exec, and I'm, you know, constantly pushing us to try and be able to deliver more, there are an abundance of opportunities for you to either try netball for the first time or to come back to it. But of course, you know, we're always looking for volunteers and people to help support our teams or start clubs. So if you just get in touch with Netball Scotland, we will direct you to an opportunity that will be perfect for you.
Spot on, that'll do very nicely. Thank you for that.
No, it's a pleasure. Always nice to talk about what I do, which, you know, I'm very passionate about it.
No, well, that's good. And yeah, thanks again for your time. And I will speak soon to you, no doubt.